One of my good friends have in their house a very big, I guess, mural or a very big wall decoration. And on this decoration, it said this: "Do not tell God how big your problem is, but tell your problem how great your God is." My brothers and sisters, this is the message of hope. This is what makes us Christians. Oftentimes we come to God a lot, telling Him our problems. "God, I need you. God, I need this to be done. I need this to be solved." And we start to list A, B, C, D, E, F, Z. And we make our problems so big, and we keep complaining to God. But we forget that our hope teaches us that we need to trust that our God is bigger than our problem. Our God is bigger than anything that is in front of us. Our God is bigger than anything that this world can throw at us. In just a very few short days, we see the extreme rise and falls of the Lord Jesus Christ. On Palm Sunday, the crowd hailed Him as King of the Jews, and a few days later, that same crowd condemned Him to death, crucified Him, crucified Him. What taught me through that gospel passage is that we should not trust the crowd nor the herd, because they change their mind constantly. What we should trust is that God is with us at all times. Do we truly believe this? Do we truly believe that God is with us all times, or do we only believe in God some of the time? Some of my parishioners out at St. Paul in Electra always tell me, "Father, we have the regulars and we have the sometimers." Regulars go to church very regularly, and the sometimers go sometime. And you know, it's easy to be a sometimer. It's easy for us to simply, like what I said in the last few homilies, for us to remain a bystander. Because a bystander is never involved. A bystander never make it into a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. A bystander did not invest his or her time or his or her love in getting to know who Christ is. Christ hath loved us so much that, just like what I said yesterday in my homily for Good Friday, only God, who is passionately in love with us, could ever do something that is humanly unimaginable and impossible. God became one of us, died for us, and most important of all, continue to give us His body, His blood at every Mass, at every Eucharist. Only a God who is passionately in love with us could ever imagine that. So we have to ask ourselves, are we passionately in love with God as well, or are we still a bystander? As I was driving over here, I had my homilies already made up. But then there was a song that came on Caleb, and that song was from Natalie Grant. So I had to search up the lyrics while I was in the office today. And this is the new song from her. It said, "More Than Anything." And here is the refrain: "Help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the saver more than the saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything." That is our faith. This is what we're called to believe. Often we only want the healing. We only want someone to save us or to pull us out of whatever mess that we're in. We only want the giving, the gifts, but we have not really want the one who heals us, the one who saves us, the one who gives us Himself more than the gifts that we can measure or more than the gifts that we can see. My brothers and sisters, today we also have the honor of bringing Wyatt and Ed into the fullness of God's grace by giving them the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion, and the saints that they have chosen for themselves, I think it not a coincidence, it's providential. Wyatt, you have chosen for yourself Saint Raphael. Raphael means God is my healer. And Michael, Michael, who is like God. So Ed and Wyatt, in your life as new Christians, in your life of faith, there will become times of doubt, time of despair, time when you ask, oh God, why don't you save me? Oh God, why don't you give me what I need right now? Oh God, why don't you answer my prayer? And at that time, I hope when the devil filled you with doubts, with despair, you can be like Saint Michael and say, Michael, who is like God? Who is like God? God. And then you will be able to say as well, Raphael, God is my healer. Only He can heal me. Only He can give me this ultimate joy and ultimate comfort. So therefore, I pray for you, Ed, and I pray for you, Wyatt, that you want the saver more than the saving. You want the giver more than the giving. You want the healer more than the healing. May you pray each day, not only Ed and Wyatt, but each and every one of us, that we pray that we want Jesus more than anything and everything else. We have to truly believe that this resurrection power has the power to make us overcome any addiction that we might have, any fear that is still in front of us. This resurrection power had the power to mend and reconcile relationships beyond our means, beyond what we humanly can do. This resurrection power of Jesus Christ had the power to heal, enrich, and transform your family, your marriage, your relationship, and our world. So my brothers and sisters, with this Easter joy, I wish and I pray for you, and please pray for me as we pray for one another, that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, give us Himself, and we receive Himself totally and completely, so that we can transform the world by the way that we profess our faith and the way that we live our faith. May Jesus Christ be praised, now and forever. Amen.